From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel argued Wednesday for a transatlantic trade deal and stressed that there would be no return to a world before globalization. President Obama arrived in Berlin late Wednesday from his trip to Athens. In Athens, President Obama emphasized the importance of the peaceful transition of power in the United States as he spoke to people of Greece about democracy.
Obama spoke of how democracy creates stronger, more peaceful societies and said the recent U.S. presidential election sets a good example of democracy in action.
The next American president and I could not be more different. We have very different points of view, but American democracy is bigger than any one person. And that's why we have a tradition of the outgoing president welcoming the new one in, as I did last week. And why in the coming weeks my administration will do everything we can to support the smoothest transition possible, because that's how democracy has to work.
Obama also reiterated U.S. support for Europe and its security in the face of concerns that a Donald Trump administration may usher in an era of isolationism in the United States. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is warning of a very real risk of mass atrocities in South Sudan and that peacekeepers deployed in the country will not be able to stop such a bloodbath. Secretary Ban spoke to the Security Council in a report released Wednesday that the U.N. must clearly define its actions. This is VOA News. Russia dealt the International Criminal Court a new blow Wednesday in a heavily symbolic move on the opening day of the ICC's annual meeting, saying it was formally withdrawing its signature to the tribunal's founding Rome Statute. Russia's foreign ministry described the court's work as one-sided and inefficient and did not live up to the hopes associated with it. The move came only days after the Gambia Monday formally notified the United Nations it was leaving the ICC, following in the footsteps of South Africa and Burundi. A suicide bomber on foot struck a government vehicle in Kabul Wednesday, killing at least six people and wounding 10 others, according to officials. It's an attack that was claimed by the Islamic State group. Heavy fighting between government forces and rebels in north and west Yemen has left 51 people dead, as new peace efforts appear to stumble, according to military officials Wednesday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry highlighted the urgency of addressing climate change and the importance of continued ambitious climate action around the world at the COP22 in Marrakesh, Morocco.
The agreement calls on the parties to revisit their national pledges every 5 years in order to ensure that we keep pace with the technology and that we accelerate the global transition to a clean energy economy. This process, a cornerstone of our agreement, gives us a framework that is built to last and a degree of global accountability that has never before existed.
Tunisian police have arrested four suspected jihadists accused of plotting to carry out attacks in the capital and to assassinate prominent politicians and journalists, according to an Interior Ministry spokesman Wednesday. The group was composed of three men and a girl planning attacks against a commercial center and a post of the National Guard in Tunis. Music icon Bob Dylan will not attend the Nobel ceremony in December to accept his literature prize because he has other commitments, according to the Swedish Academy on Wednesday. The Academy received a personal letter from Bob Dylan explaining that he could not make himself available in December and leave to Stockholm to accept the Nobel Prize in Literature, according to a statement. The European Commission said Wednesday that draft budgets from Italy and seven other Eurozone countries were at risk of breaking EU rules. The Commission said draft budgets from Italy, Spain, Portugal, Belgium, Cyprus, Lithuania, Slovenia, and Finland pose a risk of noncompliance with the requirements for 2017. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.